Sapphira, by the way, has to do with the beauty of a sapphire, so it's beauty and so on, but it also has, it's actually from a Hebrew word, safar, which means a scribe, or to count, or relate, or tell. Sapphira should have counted the money a little bit more carefully. She gave a false count, okay, when she agreed with her husband Ananias that this was all that there was to give. You know, we get our counts messed up a little bit. When God says he's going to put all things under his feet, let's not mess up the count here, okay? We might end up like Sapphira, dead and buried. It's very interesting because they said that they wanted to give all to God, but they didn't. To me, that speaks of a sermon that says, oh, we want the whole world to be saved. But when it comes right down to it and you tell them about the good news, well, the good news is good news as long as it's not too good. You know, they'll cry crocodile tears over the lost out there, but when you tell them, you dare to tell them, hey, you know, those people, God is going to save them. Oh, no. Then they get real indignant about it. To me, that's the Ananias and Sapphira spirit. A lot of people just don't know because they've been taught wrong. Those are the people I'm looking for, because when you show them the truth, they rejoice that God is going to save all mankind. But then there are those who really don't like that. That shows where their heart really is. So it's a feigned grace. This is Ananias in a negative sense. So Acts 5 is dealing with lawless grace. And this Ananias here in the New Testament is in contrast to another Ananias in the book of Acts. See, you've got two Hananias in the Old Testament, and you've got two Ananiases in the New. If you look at Acts 9, verse 10, you'll find there's another Ananias here who is the contrast to the Ananias in chapter 5. He comes up, and this is in the story of Saul's conversion. When Saul, who was later called Paul, when he got struck down off of his high horse, and or donkey, whatever he was riding, he was brought blind into Damascus. And it says in verse 9, he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and said to him, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And I seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias did this. He went, laid hands on him, healed him of his blindness, and baptized him, and laid hands on him to be filled with the Holy Spirit as well.